Today is the, let's see, 16th, I guess. 16th of May, 69. Hey, would you believe I got a cold? I got it yesterday. It's hard to understand how you can catch a cold when the temperature is always in the 90s. I mean, it's always very warm, morning, noon, and night. But somehow, many people tell me that they have had a cold shortly after they arrive in Vietnam. The only thing I can think of is maybe going in and out of the air conditioning, because my office is air conditioned, and very often I come in and it feels like it's freezing in there. In addition to that, I think that when it rains here, it's funny, Duchess, it's real dry, this country, very dry. And when it rains in torrents. It just comes down in buckets, maybe for a half hour. And when it does, it floods everything. So that if I have to walk, like, from my room here to the latrine or the kitchen, you have to walk barefoot. I mean, I put on those rubber sandals sometimes, but the water's up to your ankles. But it's the only way you can go. I have a pair of boots here, too. Sometimes I put those on, depending upon where the boots are during the rain. Sometimes I have them here, sometimes I have them at the club. So that every once in a while your feet get wet. But it's so hot that I don't give it another thought. But nevertheless, I got a cold. It's not so bad now. It hit me last night. It started, and then this morning I felt terrible. Now, fortunately, today was my day off, so I stayed in bed. Oh, golly, I stayed in bed to about 11:30, and I got up and took a shower, and I went back to bed for a while, and I watched TV a little bit. I haven't done anything other than just mope around, and I have so much to do, but I felt I needed to rest. So that's all I've done, is just kind of sleep off and on. I took some aspirin a few times, and I think somebody's going to run down with some cold pills this evening. And Lenny Call, my special services officer, Lieutenant Ewan, he called a few minutes ago and said he'd send some cold tablets down. So I imagine they'll help. I feel a lot better now than I did this morning. So, and then on top of that, I got my period again, and this is about 3 weeks since last time I had it. It's very irregular. I understand that's very common, too. But that hitting me today on top of this cold really knocked the feet from under me. But, as I say, it's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, just after 5. I feel much better now. I feel like I could do something, you know, just besides sleep. I don't think I will. I think I'll take a nap before I go to bed, right? What can I tell you that's been happening since the last time I spoke to you, which was just a week ago today? That was the last day off I had. We've managed to get a hold of some more paint, which isn't easy, Duchess. Boy, it's like pulling teeth to get anything around here. But yesterday, we painted my office. It was a very dirty, dull yellow, almost a brown one. And the fellows put a coat on yesterday, and today I understand they're putting another coat on, a light. It should be a very, like a buff, maybe a cream color. Anyway, it's funny because we get this paint, and then we have to mix whatever colors we can with whatever else we have. And we also painted the library. We have a small library room in the club. I have, let's say, I have a, what they call, well, I'm going to change things around. I'm going to have a writing room, a library room, a tape room, a card room, and two music rooms, plus the big lounge, plus the games room, because that games room is big. I have 4 pool tables in there, and the kitchen, and the storage area. I have 2 storage rooms, and of course my office and the checkout desk. And the latrines. It's a big club. And we've painted most of it since I came. Well, it needed a painting. We need to do the kitchen over again, too. So So this has been my big project, getting some of the rooms painted and getting some shelves built. We're still building shelves in this one storeroom, Duchess, and I've had three Vietnamese carpenters who are so slow. But in all fairness, they haven't had the materials either. I haven't been able to get the plywood. It's almost impossible to get it, and I ask people, you know, if they could get it for me. Every once in a while, somebody brings through a piece here and a piece there, but you can't buy it in the village. I've never even seen a village. There's one out a couple miles out the gate, I know, but the prices in Vietnam are astronomical. They really are. Even in Saigon, everything is about five times what it would normally be if the war weren't going on. And really, the country, it takes advantage of the people who supposedly are here to help them. And of course, a lot of people feel this is stealing out of our pockets, and it is. But prices are really very, very high. But of course, I don't get a chance to spend any money here at Bearcat. Not really. If we go to Saigon or Longbin or something like to pick up supplies or refreshments or something, I usually wind up taking everybody to lunch, which is fine, but that's the only chance we get to get out. So I don't spend that much money. Go to PX once in a while. They have very little. Hold on just a minute. Come on in. Is it open? Hi, bitches. I just have to interrupt for a moment. Rock came down. Sam came over and brought me some pills, which I thought was real nice. So I'll come back a little later. Hi, Duchess. Today is now the, what day is it? Saturday the 17th. Right, and, I feel much better today than I did yesterday. I really do. Yesterday when I started to make the tape to you, that was Doc who came down. He had heard I had a cold, so I thought it was real nice when he came down, gave me some pills, and they really seemed to do the trick. They're little green, blue-green pills, and you just have to take a couple of them, boy, and it makes all the difference. And he just stayed for about an hour or so, and he asked me to go play a game of bridge or a game of Scrabble. Well, because he's a genius at playing both. So I felt so much better after he came down. In fact, I had a scotch or two with him here at the Hooch. And I said, okay, I'll go and maybe play a game of Scrabble, although I've only played once, twice, I guess. Lost both times, right? I'm such a good speller. Anyhow, I went with him over to the officer's club. Very, very small little area. The 222nd Battalion. And I was only there about a half hour, Duchess, and I got so chilled. You know, so I said, Doc, maybe you better take me home. So he did. He brought me right back. It's just a few minutes down the road. So, I guess I was back about 8 o'clock or so. And I went right to bed, and I woke up about 11. And I thought it was 11 the following morning, and it was 11 that night. And I went right back to sleep, Duchess, and I slept until 7 o'clock this morning. And I felt so good when I woke up. But I just got so cold, you know, just chills. And so today I went to work, and I felt a little bit weak this morning, but I feel much better now. I think I'm tired, but, you know, I don't feel sick. I think the pills helped, for one, whatever they were. Plus, I had an awful lot of rest because, today's Saturday. Thursday night I went to bed very early. I slept all through the night, and I slept most of yesterday, which was Friday. And of course, last night I went to bed about 8, and really I slept until about 7 in the morning. And I drank a lot of liquids yesterday, so I guess that's all you need is a few hours rest, a lot of liquids, and lots of rest. Right? Anyway, I feel fine today. I worked all day today, and the club is closed in the evenings. At least this past week it has been. They've been expecting an offense because of Ho Chi Minh's birthday, which is the 19th, like the day after tomorrow. Anytime this week and next week, they're expecting possibly some rockets or mortar shells in this area. So they have advised to close the club during the evening hours, which we have done. It's kind of lucky for us in a sense because we don't open the club until 1 in the afternoon. And I can get so much done. I've managed to, I can't say, I was going to use the word steal, but from now on I use the word procure. You know, we procure paint and swap things around. I got more paint, got my office painted we painted the other day, Duchess, and it was like a yellow type thing, and it needed another coat. So I finally got some more white paint, and we did the final coat in like a light buff. And I'm very, very pleased with it. I changed all the desks around. I've changed everything in the office. I've made it look bigger and more spacious, more organized. Because everybody who walked in today, even though everything is on top of the desk, you know, I've got, tons of papers and junk and scrap, a lot of stuff I throw out. But everybody walks in and says, and it looks so much more organized. So I'm very pleased about that. It was a big job because it's a big office. It's about 20 feet by 20 feet. All of us are in there. The other two girls, I only have one, but the other two desks, plus my own, plus the filing cabinets, and, we have work table that we use and bookcases and what have you. So there's a lot in the office, but I think it looks 100% better, and I'm very, very pleased with the color of it. Of course, that's only one room of two or three that we have painted this week. I think it's almost time, Duchess, to flip this over on the other side. I shall watch it closely. So, consequently, we're getting a lot of these little odd jobs done. Let's see, tomorrow is Sunday, and tomorrow...